What do you think is risky? Having two strong men as father figures gave me the opportunity to be aware of different realities. Although at times confusing or even contradictory, having to listen to two different realities was beneficial to me in the long term. I realized that both men thought they were right and occasionally thought the other was wrong. While my two dads were making their big career moves, I was in college at the Military Academy in New York. When I returned home for Christmas break, Mike and I were in Rich Dad's office discussing what we had learned at school and the new people we had met. Having met young men from all over the country, I made this comment to Mike and Rich Dad. I've noticed how differently people think about money. I have met kids from very wealthy families and kids from very poor families. Even though most of the kids at school are academically bright, the poor and middle class do seem to think differently from the kids that come from rich families. Rich Dad's response to my last statement was swift. They don't think differently, he said. They think exactly the opposite. The middle class thinks that job security, a big house, and saving money are smart, and they believe the rich are greedy, while the rich think that building a business, owning apartment houses, and investing money is smart, and they believe the rich are generous. Your reality is defined by what you think is smart and what you think is risky. You mean you don't think building a business is risky? I asked. No. Learning to build a business is like learning anything else. I think clinging to job security all your life is a lot riskier than taking the risk to learn to build a business. One risk is short-term, and one risk is long-term. If you work for job security, you will work hard for most of your life. If you work to build a business, you may work harder at the start, but you will work less and less in the end, and you'll probably make 10 to 100 to 1,000 times more money. So which one is smarter? And what about investing, I asked. My mom and dad have always said that investing is risky, and they think that saving money is smart. Don't you do things differently when you invest? Rich Dad chuckled. Saving money and investing money require exactly the same activities, said Rich Dad. You will do the same things, even though your thinking is exactly the opposite. The same, I asked, but isn't one riskier? No, said Rich Dad. Tell me, what do your parents do to save money? They look for sales and clip coupons and food items, and they drive to the different markets and buy the items advertised on sale. They spend a lot of time shopping to save money. I do exactly the same things your parents do, but I shop for investments that are on sale to fill my portfolio. And my parents shop to fill their freezer, I said. You do the same thing, but my parents get poorer and you get richer. You're getting it, said Rich Dad. It is their reality, their thinking that causes them to be poor or middle class, not their activities. It is what we think is smart and what we think is risky that determines our socioeconomic standing in life, I said. Yes, we do the same things but operate from a different mindset, Rich Dad said. That is why you have always said, what you think is real is your reality, I added softly. That is correct, Rich Dad said. But what about the rich are greedy and the rich are generous, I asked. First of all, you do not have to be rich or poor to be greedy or generous. The world is filled with poor people who are greedy, just as there are poor people who are generous, and vice versa, said Rich Dad. Do you remember me telling you boys about doing more and more with less and less? Rich Dad asked. We both nodded to his question. Well, doing more and more with less and less is one form of being generous. In fact, the easiest way to become rich is by being generous, said Rich Dad. You mean to become rich by serving more people, said Mike. That is correct, Rich Dad said. Anytime I want to earn more money, all I have to do is ask myself how I can serve more people. Mike then turned to me and said, My dad has never said this in front of you, but I think you are ready to hear his next lesson. Your dad has always told you that the rich are greedy, isn't that true? I nodded, saying, in so many words, The reason he says that is because he thinks the rich should pay people more and more the longer they work at a job. He calls it seniority or tenure. Is that correct? I nodded. But can you understand that for the most part, the person is often only doing the same amount of work or doing the same job? Asked Mike softly. I understand that, I replied. But my dad does not see it that way. He truly believes in pay raises based on loyalty and longevity. So your dad thinks the rich are greedy because they will not pay for loyalty and longevity. Isn't that true? He does, I replied. Can you see how wanting more money for doing the same amount of work can be greedy? Asked Mike. Or wanting to be paid overtime, or wanting to be paid extra if the job the person does is outside his job description. But that is how people in my dad's world earn their money, I said. It is their reality. That is the word, said Rich Dad. The word is reality. We come from different realities. In my world, to ask for more money to do the same job is greedy. In my world, if I want more money, I first need to do more and more for less and less money, for more and more people. Then I become rich. That is why your dad has a bigger house than my dad, said Mike. My dad has spent years buying and building apartment houses so he could serve more families with more and more affordable housing. If not for people like my dad, many lower-income families would be paying more and more rent because there are so few apartments available. Your dad worked hard to buy bigger and bigger houses for himself and his family. He provides houses for no one else, and yet he thinks that the rich are greedy. It is your dad's reality, but it is not my dad's reality. Mike and his dad were doing their best to point out the differences in the words greedy and generous to me. At the age of 20, I was beginning to make a shift in my reality. I knew that I could choose the reality I wanted, and the reality I was choosing was the reality of my rich dad. And that reality was that many of the rich were generous. I knew that from here on in, if I wanted to become richer, I first needed to find out how to be more generous.